In this bulletin, an aged care outbreak in Sydney grows to 5 infected residents as New South Wales records 35 new COVID-19 cases. Coronavirus restrictions ease in South Australia, and in sport, a record number of female and Indigenous athletes make the Australian Olympic team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The New South Wales Premier has again pleaded with state residents to do the right thing ahead of the scheduled end of a 14-day lockdown on Friday. New South Wales recorded 35 new local COVID-19 cases in the 24 hours to 8pm on Sunday. However, 24 of those were in isolation for the entire infectious period. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's too early to say if lockdown will end in the state on Friday, adding the next few days will be crucial for health officials working to contain the virus.
Can say that the lockdown certainly has been effective in not doubling and tripling the figures that we were worried about. It's given our contact tracers the ability to maintain control over the virus. But what it has foreshadowed is that, unfortunately, when a small number of people do the wrong thing, it does result in extra cases.
South Australia has dropped its local COVID-19 restrictions put in place about a week ago in response to growing virus numbers in other states. Premier Stephen Marshall says the measures will be removed immediately, with the change returning South Australia to a general density rule of 3 people to every 4 square metres.
The restrictions put in place last week will be coming off, and we will be opening up to Victoria without the restrictions that have been placed for the last couple of weeks.
Public gatherings can increase from 150 to 200 people, and drinking while standing up and dancing can both return. The operator of a coronavirus-hit Sydney aged care home admits there'd be no one to care for residents if employment was restricted to those already vaccinated. 2 more aged care residents at Summit Care in Balcon Hills have tested positive to COVID-19, bringing the number of residents to 5 confirmed positive cases. CEO Michelle Sloan says until last week, aged care providers had been unable to insist staff be vaccinated.
The government mandated it on June 28th, and the law had prevented us until then, and in fact, they were not even obliged to advise us if they had had it.
2/3 of the facility's workforce of around 200 people were unvaccinated, with the majority jabs for aged care workers not due to be enforced until September, while 96% of residents had been vaccinated. Some 500 general practitioners will start rolling out the Pfizer jab for people aged between 40 and 59 this week, with a further 800 to come on board during July and August, including many Aboriginal community-controlled organisations. The federal government says 8.2 million vaccine doses have now been administered in Australia, including 5 million doses of AstraZeneca. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government is learning how best to adapt its vaccination strategy based on international evidence.
The 4 stages that the Prime Minister has set out is both an incentive for the nation to be vaccinated over and above protecting each individual and your family and your community. But it's also a pathway which is based on international learning and safety.
Victoria will know by Thursday what COVID-19 restrictions will be eased as the state continues its streak of no locally acquired cases. There were no local cases for the 5th day straight, with the State Health Department confirming there were just 2 infections of COVID-19 recorded in hotel quarantine in the 24 hours to Monday morning. The lifting of Victoria's restrictions was put on hold because of outbreaks around the country. In sport, Australia's 472-strong team for the Tokyo Olympics features a record number of women and Indigenous athletes. The team for the Games, starting on July 23, includes 254 women and 218 men, with 16 Indigenous athletes. Australians will compete in 33 sports in Tokyo, including all 4 new Olympic sports of karate, skateboarding, sport climbing and surfing. Former Olympian Woromai and Yuen man Kyle van der Kuip has welcomed the new team.
I think it's exciting to see the team announced and to see 16 Indigenous athletes, which is a huge highlight for me and I think for the country, and a real credit to the AOC.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 19. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 13 degrees. Hobart, showers easing, 11. Canberra, morning frost and partly cloudy, 10. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, much the same and 16. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 16 degrees. Brisbane, similar conditions and 20. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 32 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.